This is InSight, Vision Resource Center of Berks County's quarterly newsletter for the winter of 2014. InSight Awareness, helping our readers to keep informed with important monthly vision awareness topics. January is National Glaucoma Awareness Month. Glaucoma is a leading cause of blindness. There is no cure for glaucoma, but medication and surgery can stop its progression. Everyone is at risk for glaucoma. It is not just a senior citizen condition, and there may be no warning signs. 2.2 million Americans have glaucoma, but only half know they have it. For more information, visit www.preventblindness.org. February is AMD Low Vision Awareness Month. 1.3 million Americans are legally blind. 10 million are visually impaired. Each year, 75,000 more people become blind or visually impaired. Over the next 30 years, baby boomers will double the current number of blind or visually impaired Americans. A Gallup poll shows that blindness is the third most feared physical condition in America, surpassed by fear of cancer and AIDS. For more information, visit www.preventblindness.org or www.nfb.org. February 14th is National Donor Day. Almost anyone can be an eye donor. It does not matter if you wear glasses or contacts. There is no cost to the family of the donor. For more information, visit www.organdonor.gov. March is Save Your Vision Month / Workplace Eye Wellness Month. A comprehensive dilated eye exam by an eye care professional is the best way to detect common vision problems and diseases. A diet rich in dark, leafy vegetables and omega-3 fatty acids such as salmon and tuna help keep your eyes healthy. Being overweight increases your risk of developing diabetes and other conditions that can lead to eye problems. Don't smoke. Smoking causes an increased risk of macular degeneration, cataract, and optic nerve damage, all which can lead to blindness. Wear protective eyewear such as glasses and goggles, safety shields, and eye guards if an activity is potentially dangerous for your eyes. Use the 20-20 rule. For every 20 minutes you spend at a computer, look away for 20 seconds. Your eyes need a rest. For more information, visit www.preventblindness.org or www.nei.nih.gov/health/healthy eyes. The President's Message. New name, new look, new era, new vision. We opened our doors in 1929, and I truly believe that other than that day 84 years ago, this is the most exciting time for our agency. Even more importantly, this is the most promising time for the blind, visually impaired here in Berks County. Our new name, Vision Resource Center of Berks County, means that we're ready to serve the estimated 21,000 visually impaired blind people in Berks County. We've added a part-time blind counselor and a part-time bilingual blind social worker. They can completely relate to the challenges that our clients are facing, and they have made a world of difference in the lives of our clients. One of our adult male clients, who recently lost his sight, commented that when he walked into our agency the first time, he was operating at 40%. After a one-hour meeting with our counselor, Mark Levengood, he was back at 100%. There are 20,999 more individuals in Berks County with similar challenges, and we're excited to keep on changing lives. Thank you for looking at all that we're doing for the visually impaired. For more information, visit our website at berksblind.org, and please like us on Facebook. If you know anyone who could use our services, please pass our name along and become our ambassador. If you would like to help change lives, join us by donating your time, your talent, or your treasure. We can use your help. Until next time, Donald J. Jametti, President and CEO. Calendar of events. Prior to attending support groups, please contact Karen Chandler at 610-375-8407, extension 119, for an intake interview. For support groups, registration is appreciated. Please check our website for updated information or contact Mark Levengood, Counselor, VRC. When there are no guest speakers, caregivers' support is held simultaneously with sight loss support. The group splits halfway through, so caregivers starts at 2. January 15th, 11:30 a.m. Lunch Bunch at O'Grady's Restaurant, 3525 Pottsville Pike in Reading, 19605. Please call 610-375-8407, extension 120, or email mlevingood@birksblind.org to register. January 22nd from 1 to 3 p.m. Sight Loss Support Group at VRC Meeting Room, 2020 Hampton Boulevard, Reading, PA, 19604. Senior Crime Prevention with Janine Holter, Senior Supervisory Special Agent in Education and Outreach. No caregiver support. February 5th from 1 to 3 p.m. Valentine's Day event at VRC, 2020 Hampton Boulevard, Reading, PA, 19604. Light refreshments served. February 19th at 11:30 a.m., Lunch Bunch at Crossroads Family Restaurant, 643 Pottsville Pike in Reading, 19605. Please call 610-375-8407, extension 120, or email mlevingood@birksblind.org to register. February 26th from 1 to 3 p.m., Sight Loss Support Group at VRC Meeting Room, 2020 Hampton Boulevard, Reading, PA, 19604, presentation to be given on Beacon Lodge. February 26th at 2 p.m., Caregivers Support Group. March 18th at noon, Vision Lunch by Ralph Cincinnati from Burke's Endocrinology about Diabetes at VRC, 2020 Hampton Boulevard, Reading, PA. Prior reservations are required. March 19th at 11:30 a.m., Lunch Bunch at O'Grady's, Route 61, Reading, PA, 19605. Please call 610-375-8407, extension 120, or email mlevingood@birksblind.org to register. March 26th, from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., Sight Loss Support Group at VRC Meeting Room, 2020 Hampton Boulevard in Reading, Pennsylvania, 19604. March 26th at 2 p.m., Caregiver Support Group. For more information on all events, please check birksblind.org. Welcome, Derek Boo. VRC is proud to welcome Derek Boo, an applied psychology major at the Penn State Berks campus, as an intern. Derek recently completed an internship at Heartland Hospice in Wyomissing. I view this upcoming time as a critical learning experience for me that will not only broaden my perspectives on life, but allow me to develop in a professional manner, Derek said. I honestly don't think that anything is more fulfilling and rewarding than knowing that you made a positive difference in somebody's life. After Derek graduates from Penn State Berks, he will pursue a Master of Arts degree in Clinical and Counseling Psychology. Weiss Shaban. VRC welcomes Weiss Shaban, an intern at VRC for the spring semester of 2014. Weiss is an applied psychology student at Penn State University, Berks campus, hoping to earn his Bachelor of Science degree in December of 2014. He then plans to further his studies in the field of law. Weiss grew up in North Carolina and has lived in the King of Prussia area for over 10 years. Weiss is excited about the opportunity to work at VRC, and we are excited to have him. In memory of Werner Miller, VRC officers, board, advisory board, and staff would like to extend its condolences to Joan Miller and the family on the unexpected passing of Werner Miller, longtime board member and chairman of the advisory board. He'll be greatly missed by all whose lives he touched. VRC Services Center Hours, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. A thank you to District 14P Lions Club for their continued support through eyeglass donations, monetary donations, and volunteers. Rent the perfect spot for your next gathering. Vision Resource Center of Berks County has a spacious hall with a kitchen and a large pavilion available to rent for parties, meetings, or gatherings. For more information, contact Carolyn Crick, 610-375-8407, extension 110, or email her at ccrick@birksblind.org. Going to the Dogs, VRC hosts Puppy Club event. The Vision Resource Center went to the dogs on Wednesday, November 6th, when the Berks Puppy Club entertained more than 40 clients, volunteers, and staff. The club is responsible for raising puppies to be working dogs for the Seeing Eye, Inc., and provided not only an informative program, but also a visit by a group of puppies in training. Puppy Club President Barb Dietrich of Hamburg coordinated the program, which included a history of the Seeing Eye Inc., details of the breeding and dog selection process, training, and the placement of dogs with visually impaired or blind recipients. Stories were shared about the phenomenal intelligence of the special dogs who go on to be working dogs for the Seeing Eye Inc. Vision Resource Center's counselor, Mark Levengood, completed the story of receiving a Seeing Eye dog by relaying his personal experience regarding the weeks he spent at the Seeing Eye Inc. being introduced to and training with his dog, Jeter. Mark said, "Receiving Jeter has been one of the greatest blessings of my life. He has been a faithful and protective companion and friend since June of 2007. When the time comes for me to return to the Seeing Eye for another guide dog, I will be filled with bittersweet emotions. My time at the Seeing Eye was amazing and produced great levels of independence, but a return will mean retiring my best friend. I cannot imagine my life without him by my side." After the official program ended, everyone in attendance had time for some dog therapy as they petted and played with puppies ranging from small to large. Smiles were evident from all the dog lovers present. People and dogs alike assembled for lunch and more social time for the remaining hour of the event. Generous donations of dog food, towels, and blankets were collected from the crowd. All of these supplies were delivered to the Humane Society of Berks County in honor and gratitude for the Seeing Eye dogs who devote their lives to their visually impaired and blind owners. A live WEEU 8:30 a.m. broadcast, Feedback with Mike Faust. Tuesday, January 14th from 9 a.m. to noon, Vision Resource Center of Berks County, 2020 Hampton Boulevard in Reading. Come out to Vision Resource Center of Berks County, proudly celebrating 85 years serving the blind and visually impaired, to see Mike Faust as he broadcasts Feedback live on The Voice, 8:30 a.m. WEEU. Workshop Employee Corner, Kurt Blanding, Chair Caner. Anyone who has had the pleasure of observing a chair being caned knows what precision and patience it entails, not to mention the very artistry. Kurt Blanding is our very own accomplished chair caner. After graduating from Royer Greaves School for the Blind in Paoli in 1984, Kurt began his employment in our workshop. It was here that he taught chair caning. When Kurt is not caning chairs, he works on various hand-packing jobs. Kurt is an inspiration to everyone he meets. Not only is he self-taught on the piano, he plays at his church every Sunday. We thank you, Kurt, for your years of service to our agency and for being an inspiration for us all. For chair caning and other workshop services, contact Roseanne Strauss at 610-375-8407, extension 118, or email rstrauss@berksblind.org. Our One Wednesday program. It only takes one Wednesday a month to provide a ride for one of our clients, many of whom are homebound. VRC clients want to get out and get active. To do that, we depend on drivers to provide transportation to our Wednesday activities, whether they are local social activities, lunches, or support group meetings at 2020 Hampton Boulevard. Our drivers are special people who not only give rides to clients, but also become friends of both our clients and our staff. Drivers are welcome to get active along with clients and enjoy the social aspects of volunteering. Do you have a free Wednesday now and then? If so, call us at 610-375-8407, extension 110, to sign up and help us to help our clients. Client Spotlight, Roy McCutcheon. Roy McCutcheon is firm when he states, "Blindness makes me who I am. If I were sighted, I would be a different person." He sees a bright future for the Vision Resource Center, believing that now he and his fellow clients are now thought of and treated as equals. Roy was born blind and attended Overbrook School for the Blind from kindergarten to sixth grade, where he learned Braille. Roy was a straight-A student and was tested and found to have a genius IQ. He was musically gifted, excelling at the keyboard. Roy moved to Philadelphia after high school and played in clubs and piano bars throughout his early 20s, focusing on cover tunes from artists like Elton John, Jim Croce, and Billy Joel. Although Roy's father had tried to introduce him to country music during his childhood, it took a family trip to Nashville to really become excited about this unfamiliar genre of music. In 1982, Roy relocated to Nashville, worked hard, and eventually played with music greats such as Alan Jackson, Tanya Tucker, and Randy Travis. Roy eventually returned to Pennsylvania, where he worked for AT&T in their relay service for customers with speech and hearing impairments. Despite Roy's blindness, he became able to type 80 words per minute in this position, showing that he was not willing to let his disability control his life. Roy currently lives with his wife, Sharon, of 2 years in Reading. Sharon is wheelchair-bound, so she and Roy care for each other. Roy entertains at local senior centers, assisted living communities, and Vision Resource Center, with his repertoire of over 4,000 songs. Roy's advice for people with visual impairments: set reasonable goals, but do not let blindness stand in your way. Make sure that you are permitted to grieve for the loss of your sight, however is best for you. Life goes on, so live with the cards you are dealt and know that your loved ones will stay by you. And do not be afraid to ask for help. It doesn't make you weak. The Gadget Guru Corner. It's About Time by Brian Wilson. One of my favorite and most used gadgets is a Jensen SmartTalk dual alarm and AM/FM clock radio. It is a black and chrome unit measuring 3.5 inches by 7 3/8 inches with a 1.5 inch blue LCD display. The clock is set up with a SmartTalk voice recognition interaction system. I can be standing across the room or right next to the radio and say SmartTalk, and then a female voice answers yes. She will ask you questions about what function you need, including the present time, setting the alarm, or if you want to be awakened by the sound of the ocean, rain, a brook, or the radio. So no buttons, dials, or computers for the blind and visually impaired to set up and operate the alarm clock radio. I purchased this from MaxiAids for $44.95. News: Vision Lunch, March 18th at noon, by Ralph Cincinnati, CRNP from Berks Endocrinology. Discussion about diabetes. Lunch will be held at Vision Resource Center of Berks County. Prior reservations are required. Please register by March 12, 2014. To register, call 610-375-8407, extension 110, or email ccrick@berksblind.org. Save the date. Vision Resource Center of Berks County presents Vision Expo, Wednesday, May 7th, 2014, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Inn at Reading. To reserve your booth or find out about sponsorship opportunities, contact Vision Resource Center of Berks County at 610-375-8407. Annual Meeting. The 84th Annual Meeting of Vision Resource Center of Berks County was held on Monday, November 18th. Newly elected board members for a 3-year term include Jennifer Scully from Alkin Labs, Dr. John George from Berks County Intermediate Unit, Jennifer Mish from Comfort Keepers, and Carl Staples from Brentwood Industries. The officers elected for a 1-year term were Dennis Hafer, chairman from the Bally Lions Club, Stephen A. Bobick, Vice Chairman, Utilities and Communication Consultant, Gary Rothermel, Treasurer of Shoemakersville Lions Club, Kelly Girth, Secretary from the Loomis Company, and Kelly Klein Esquire, Legal Counsel from Klein and Natterov, and Gerald G. Batts, Immediate Past Chairman of the Board, Frystown Lions Club. Special recognition was given to Gerald G. Batts, outgoing chairman, for his leadership in the past 20 months in reinventing the agency, working closely with the Board Advisory Board and Donald J. Jametti, President, CEO, and his staff. Proudly serving Berks County since 1929, In Sight, a show for people affected by blindness and low vision issues, live on BCTV the first Tuesday of each month at 10 a.m., hosted by Brad E. Hart, Community Education and Relations Coordinator for Vision Resource Center of Berks County. With the replay times, Saturday at 7 p.m., Sundays at 2 p.m., and Mondays at noon. Take better care of your eyes. Watch for eye care tips. Brought to you by the Why I'm Missing Optometric Center and Vision Resource Center of Berks County. Airing on WFMZ TV 69 Berks Edition, weeknights at 5:30 p.m. and 10:30 p.m., beginning in January through March. iCheck. VRC offers adult vision screenings to test for myopia, nearsightedness, and hyperopia, farsightedness, astigmatism, and how well the eyes work together. The process, including completion of paperwork prior to the screening, takes only a few minutes. The screenings are free of charge, but the result printout is priceless. The screenings are for adults 18 and over. Adult vision screenings are held at VRC 2020 Hampton Boulevard in Reading. Appointments are suggested but are not required. For more information, contact A. Heiser at burksblind.org or call 610-375-8407, extension 114. Here's a list of services provided by Vision Resource Center of Berks County. Vision screenings, sight loss support group, caregivers sight loss support group, counseling, lunch bunch, assistive devices, Spanish-speaking sight loss support group, education programs, information and referral services, workshop services, and visually impaired support groups at local assisted living facilities. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 610-375-8407 or visit burksblind.org. We're going places. Why a Missing Foundation provides $44,650 grant for 2-year transportation activity initiative. There is a tremendous need in our community for transportation and activities for the blind and visually impaired. As if the loss of sight is not enough, when people lose their vision, they suddenly lose their transportation source. With the loss of the ability to drive comes a desperate loss of independence. Vision Resource Center is going to change that. Through the support of the Why I'm Missing Foundation, VRC will hire a transportation activity coordinator for 2 years to coordinate transportation and additional activities for our visually impaired clients. Our clients need to do the same activities they had done before, Donald J. Gemetti, president and CEO, said. Whether that means shopping for their grandchildren's birthday presents or going to the doctor without asking their neighbors for help, they need to be able to feel as if they have a resource they can rely on. In addition, the new coordinator will handle special activities to provide those who have lost their vision with socialization opportunities. Social activities are vital in order to allow the visually impaired to redefine their purpose in life and avoid falling into depression. The new coordinator will plan additional social activities while allowing the current counselors to focus on one-on-one counseling for clients. Working with the visually impaired every day, we understand how tragic it is when obstacles that are relatively easy to overcome become insurmountable roadblocks, Gemetti said. I applaud and thank the Why I'm Missing Foundation for giving us the support that we need to break down these roadblocks and give the visually impaired a new lease on life. This has been the Vision Resource Center of Berks County's Insight Audio Newsletter. We'd like to thank everyone who helps. Donors, sponsors, clients, and volunteers.
If you face blindness and it starts to seem as though your eyes are only good for crying and you're feeling all alone, come to a place of kindness and in a new way you will see that there's much more to hope than just learning to cope. You can live a life that's full and free. We're the Vision Resource Center. Let us be your guiding light as we strive to keep your dreams alive. Even if you lose your sight, you're not alone. Pick up the phone. We help friends and family too. We're the Vision Resource Center for people affected by blindness and low vision. We're here for you. Thank you. as we strive to keep your dreams alive. Even if you lose your sight, you're not alone. Pick up the phone, we help friends and family too. We're the Vision Resource Center for people affected by blindness and low vision.